Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Larry Mullins, and here are today's top local stories. Our top story now, and Mayor Mamdani is going, really, dude? Really, really? Oh, he is fit to be tied over comments which appeared on a social media site suggesting he, the mayor, would be on the side of terrorists if there were an attack on the Big Apple. Mamdani is going, huh? It's tied to Jim Walden, a lawyer who ran unsuccessfully against Mamdani. The looky-loos say ever since Mamdani took office, there's a group of power brokers now who are doing everything they can to muddy the waters for him, and word on the street says, this is only the beginning. 1010 Winds reporter Juliet Papa leading the broadcast with a fierce rebuttal from the mayor on this Wednesday.
Attorney Jim Walden, in launching an opposition group to Mayor Mamdani, tweeted that a terrorist attack in New York City would be a complicated problem for the mayor because he'd be rooting for the terrorist. The mayor responding.
I think that's just despicable. You know, the idea that this passes for political analysis.
And asked aloud if this is the discourse in the city and country. Walden called out the mayor's response.
He'd rather talk about some tweet than the substance. I want to talk about the substance.
The substance, he says, flaws in the mayor's budget proposals and his ideological positions on issues. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
This is reportedly the first organized effort to go after the mayor, a Democratic socialist who emerged out of relative anonymity last year to topple a Democratic institution in Mr. Andrew Cuomo. To the trains now, and Governor Hochul talks some more about the possibility of an LIRR strike, or not. Apparently, she's had several talks with both sides, and her fingers are crossed, as opposed to her hands being thrown up.
Governor Hochul says she believes a strike can be averted.
You know, we've already had conversations about the work rules. I know this is a major issue for the unions, so it's going to more likely come down to the percent increase that's been asked for, but what is reasonable.
She says not only has she had many conversations with the MTA, but with union leaders as well.
And I'm not going to disclose those conversations at this moment. It's a very sensitive time. There is a path forward, but it's also one that must make sense for taxpayers and commuters who I'm not looking to raise fares on or raise taxes.
She says no one wins in a strike. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
May 16th, for something to be finalized, or Nike's about to make a whole lot of money in walking shoes, folks. Also today, more talk about the train ride to MetLife for the World Cup. Here's the latest. Governor Hochul spending $6 million state dollars on a shuttle bus service to World Cup matches, which slashes the round-trip bus fare. Here's Justin Brannan, who handles major event operations for the governor.
Round-trip bus tickets will now be $20, and that's been reduced from the original $80 ticket price. And not only that, but 20% of those bus tickets are now exclusively set aside for New Yorkers. Plus, we're running more buses.
Yeah, the governor says getting to the World Cup should be as accessible as possible. And because New Yorkers are helping to host the event, he says 20% of the tickets will be reserved exclusively for New Yorkers. This comes as New Jersey Governor Mikey Sherrill announced that NJT train tickets will be reduced to $98 a person. That's down from the previous $150, right? She says thanks to several sponsors, New Jersey taxpayer money will not be used for the running of these trains. Lawmakers and small business owners are asking New York City Hall to put off the enforcement of a 2009 law that requires most roll-down gates, those metal things on the storefront, to be at least 70% see-through. The reason? Well, they say we don't have the money to do that right now.
The law, which requires see-through security gates, was designed to cut down on graffiti and make it easier for first responders to see any questionable activity. Vincent Greco installs the gates.
During the night, if a patrolman was walking by, he could peek in the store. God forbid there was a fire or smoke coming out of the building.
But many business owners had no idea they'd have to install new gates by July 1st.
Say like a supermarket. They have 10 solid gates on their window. You're going to tell me they got to change all those 10 gates to see through?
It would cost between $1,000 and $2,000 per gate. There is a proposal in the city council to only make new business owners follow the law. Mac Rosenberg, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
AccuWeather says this afternoon windy and warmer with intervals of clouds and sunshine, though the day will end mainly cloudy with a high of 72, closer to 75 out in the New Jersey burbs. Right now, 70 degrees in Central Park. One person got hurt after debris fell from an overpass along the Cross Bronx early this morning. Greg's been talking about it in traffic, I think. The FDNY got the call about 8 near exit 1C, and the individual was taken to the hospital. No word on a condition, but we're not hearing that the injuries were life-threatening. As far as we know, there's no continuing threat. We will let you know more once we hear back from the FDNY. Downtown, the city could host its own moped sale and make out like a bandit. It's a shame they're getting rid of all of them, though. They've hauled in so many of them. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch announced today illegal moped and scooter seizures have gone up quite a bit since last year.
That is the sound of over 200 illegal e-bikes taken off the city's streets, geared to a sanitation garage in Staten Island and crushed to pieces. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says they've been taken from all five boroughs.
Many of the illegal mopeds and scooters are unregistered, uninsured, or carrying fake or altered plates.
Specifically, here on Staten Island, Borough President Vito Vasella says these e-bikes and mopeds have been terrorizing pedestrians and drivers on the road.
There are young people in particular on these dirt bikes and e-bikes. We know who you are. NYPD will be coming for you.
All of the metal that's being crushed is going to be recycled. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Arden Heights, Staten Island.
I just said, instead of crushing them, why don't they repurpose them and let the police use them, you know, to patrol the streets or whatever, to keep them walking, but whatever.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.